RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Since it took effect in 2010, the health care reform law, otherwise known as the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, has made drastic changes to health care. The new enrollment period opens November 1st, 2015. But if you're unsure of what to expect, we've got you right here. We've got your back. We're talking with Marianne Eterno. She's president of government relations for Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Welcome to the show, Marianne. I'd like to start with the question of who must obtain coverage if they don't have it. What are the eligible populations and who might be an exception to this?
Okay, great. Thanks, Melanie. Actually, everybody has to obtain coverage from birth through death, zero to whenever, you're required to be covered by something. And there are various things that apply, but everybody needs to have coverage.
So like auto insurance, it's a requirement, but there's spectrums of whether you have disaster kind of medical disaster insurance or whether you have insurance that covers, you know, every kind of thing, right?
Sure. Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act really talks about comprehensive major medical coverage. So you can't just go out and buy a policy that covers your child for sports after school, let's say, and now consider them covered and they're in compliance. It doesn't work. You need to have what the government considers full minimum essential coverage. There's a whole long list, but basically anything that you'd get at your job, employer coverage, or something like Medicare, those are all considered coverages that satisfy the requirement that you be covered under the law.
So how about Medicaid and Medicare? Is that part of this Obamacare, Medicaid? Are things being cut out of that, or is that more comprehensive than it used to be?
Medicaid has become more comprehensive in that more people are eligible for it now. In states that have enacted, there's an optional part of Obamacare. Most of it is mandatory, but there is an optional part that allowed states to enlarge their Medicaid populations by making the specifications for enrollment more generous, so a greater percentage of folks qualify. So anybody that is on Medicaid or is in a state that qualifies for the enhanced enrollment, Medicaid is considered Obamacare compliant coverage, and so is Medicare. So anybody, once you turn 65, you enroll in Medicare, you're done. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
So here's a question from a listener. Christine, my husband was fired from his job early this year. We lost our health insurance. COBRA was way too expensive, so we passed on that. We considered getting on ACA or Obamacare, but while we qualified for low payments, this is a good question, Marianne, without his income, we worried that we would get hit with retroactively higher payments for those months at tax time if he got a job, or if their combined income rose again to a level that would qualify for no discounts. So what is the situation there if you are unemployed and you sign up on one of the exchanges, then you get employed? Do you then retroactively have to go back and pay for that lower amount that you got because you were out of a job?
No, you don't, because what it was at that time is what it was. If they're unemployed or for some reason they're underemployed, they have a job but they don't make enough money to pay for the insurance, or their employer doesn't offer it and they're eligible to get insurance through the exchange and they qualify for a subsidy, that's great. Take advantage of that. Then when fortunes change and you're employed again, you get employer-provided insurance, you are not going to be penalized for when you are on the exchange. You basically cancel that coverage, you get your new coverage, and you go on with your life, and hopefully you're well and you don't have to use it. But no, there's no penalty for having taken advantage of the exchange and then dropping out of it because you have other insurance.
Great answer. Thank you. And here's another one. Are those with insurance paying more to fund those with Obamacare, or are people that are on Obamacare getting raked over the coals on high premiums? Which is it? Is Obamacare more expensive, or is it cheaper for people and you get those subsidies and then the rest of us with insurance have to pay for it?
You know, it's not a simple answer, but simply no, there is no real subsidization from one population to the next. The folks that are getting insurance now through the exchanges, through Obamacare, many of them didn't have insurance before, and so their health issues went unaddressed. So there are more claims and more doctor visits, more hospital visits in that population now. So insurance companies are seeing a higher incidence of claims for that population. But those policies are separate from the policies they might issue to an employer. So the folks that have regular insurance through a job or not Obamacare insurance are not being affected directly by the folks that have insurance through an exchange.
And then here's the last question in the time. We have about 2 minutes, almost 3 minutes. What if your state opted out of the exchange? Then what do you do, and how is coverage obtained?
You still have an exchange. It's just run by the federal government. Every person in the country has access to some form of insurance. You might not have as many plans available in your state as another state, but whether your state has an exchange, and there are 17 of them that do, or whether the state opted to go with the federal government's exchange, there is something available for everybody.
So how do you obtain coverage?
Well, the first thing to do is go to the federal government's website. It's healthcare.gov. So healthcare, all one word, and then .gov. And you can start there. You can find out if your state has an exchange, or you go to the federal exchange. You can get all kinds of information about if you qualify for a subsidy or not. What do the plans look like in your state? It's a great first step to start.
Is it confusing for, you are brilliant, Marianne. You absolutely are so smart, and you seem to understand this whole confusing world. I am in the healthcare industry, so I understand about the health aspect of it all, but all of this stuff is Greek to most people. Are these exchanges and healthcare.gov, is it a confusing world, or is it understandable to the layperson who's not as smart as you are?
Well, thank you. I don't know if I agree with you, but it is a little confusing because this is different than what people have had to deal with in the past. They've tried to make the language and the layout as simple as possible, but it is confusing. And I do feel for folks that have never been exposed to health insurance before or just had it through their employer and didn't have to worry about it, now having to navigate this themselves. There are agents out there that can help, but even the agents have a hard time because the government still hasn't figured it all out. This is still a work in progress 5 years later.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, really, the health of this country has always been sort of a messy situation anyway, with the mandates, and we only have a minute and a half left, with the mandates on well preventive care. Do you think that that is going to end up costing us more money, or in the long run, if we're all healthier, like colonoscopies, mammograms, pap smears, those things, well visits for our children, vaccines, is this stuff going to end up costing us more in the long run?
You know, the science on that is still out. How much does preventative care actually prevent, and how much of it is feel good, and how much is overprescribed to, you know, cover a doctor's basis? I think in the short term, you're going to see a lot more money being spent, but it's going to take some really deep scientific studies of the causes and effects long term before we really figure out a good, solid answer to that question.
Wow, Marianne, thank you so much. My guest has been Marianne Aterno, Vice President of Government Relations for Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company in Glenview, Illinois. And if you have more questions for Marianne, send them on to melanie@radiomd.com. We're going to be doing this as a series, so send your questions, keep them coming in, and we will ask Marianne in our next one that we've got her on. So stay well and stay tuned.